we welcome Chelsea Isley from Vista Grand Villa to talk about what's going on there. Chelsea, what are the thanks for stopping by the way. What are the big issues you guys are running into? Can you tell our listeners?
Sure. Hi, Greg. Hope all is well with you all at the station. So we obviously, given the coronavirus situation, have made some significant modifications to what we're doing and things that we're putting in place to ensure that our residents are safe and the staff are safe. So we have restricted visitors. Actually, as of 2 weeks ago now, we've had restricted visitors and vendors. So we are not allowing people to come in and out of our campus freely like they would be normally. We have started to perform staff screenings based on CDC, the questionnaire, as well as taking temperatures when staff arrive every day. And not actually, we've asked that they not leave the campus during their shift so that we can decrease the possibility of transmission. We've changed meal delivery and the services that we have on our campus. We're doing all in-home meal delivery right now. And lots and lots have changed. Our goal is to keep all of our residents on the campus as much as possible so that, we can keep everybody safe and healthy. So we've added some additional concierge services. We're doing all the grocery shopping and medication pickup for residents and whatnot. So things sure have changed.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I'm sure initially there might have been some blowback there, but after a couple weeks here, people, and I'm sure your population and the families out at Vista Grand Villa are pretty understanding of the whole thing, aren't they?
You know, we have been so blessed with the residents and the families that we have. We have received all sorts of comments and calls and emails thanking us for the steps that have been put in place. You know, I think it's probably a pretty helpless feeling being a family member sort of on the outside watching this, especially for those that are living in different parts of the country. And so we've tried to ensure that we're staying connected with families. We've started video chatting, and which is for some residents been quite a fun experience. You know, they've never done that before, but we know that, you know, it's important to keep the families connected with their loved ones, and everyone has been really, really gracious and supportive of what we've put in place. So it's been all right.
Yeah, no, it's got to be rough on certainly some of your clients there that can't talk to their or even touch their family members at this time, but it's certainly for their safety. How's your staff handling all of this, Chelsea?
The staff are doing well. We've worked hard to provide a lot of staff education along with resident education related to the virus and how we can keep each other safe and practice social responsibility even when we're not not at work. And so our goal is that this horrible virus never touches our campus. And, we wish that for everybody in the community as well. But, they've been doing okay. We've kind of done a pop-up staff area that we've provided some food and beverages and just supportive things in that area so that staff can step away for a minute and just take a break and have a little snack. And they've been really great about also providing creative solutions for our residents. So, creating theme days and we know that it's tough for the residents as well. And so, coming up with individual activities and additional ways that we can keep social activities on an individual basis. You know, we're coming up with some neat things that we'll be doing in the courtyard so that people can look out their windows and see fun things. And so just working on creative ways of keeping people connected and smiling has been our focus during this time.
So give our listeners a little history lesson about Vista Grand Villa, if you would.
Sure. So Vista Grand Villa is a senior living community. It's on beautiful 22 acres. We offer all levels of care under one roof. So we have independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, And so we have, like I said, we've been around for over 40 years providing services to seniors in Jackson. And so we're really blessed to be a part of this and to work with our partners in Jackson to combat this. You know, Henry Ford Allegiance Health, you know, the Jackson YMCA is doing some amazing things through virtual workouts and, you know, working hard to keep the community connected and everybody safe and, you know, just collaborate on every level that we can to get past this.
But certainly you guys are still up and running and open for business. If people want to find out about your facility, are you still talking to customers?
We absolutely are. So we're currently open for admissions in skilled nursing and offering long-term acute care services as well. Typically those patients our patients in the hospital and generally become residents with us through that way. So they've been screened and gone through a rigorous process through our partners. In assisted living and independent living, we're really going case by case right now. We've also increased our services and the ability to provide services out in the community for those people. Our goal is to, right now, keep everybody, if possible, in their current home setting and then allow us to help them with some things, you know, whether it's dropping off groceries, you know, giving kind of wellness phone calls and checks and doing things like that. We will consider an admission. It's really case by case right now. And just trying to keep everyone safe. And we do have a pretty rigorous screening process and whatnot in place to ensure that we're keeping our current residents safe. So we're doing that. We're also keeping our website, which is VistaGranVilla.com, updated with all of the actions that we're taking at Vista Grand Villa, as well as some of the CDC recommendations. Our Facebook page has that information. You can always give us a call, 517-787-0222, and we're happy to answer questions that way as well. But we're working hard to maintain relationships and be a solution for people that that need some help right now. We know it's been a difficult time, and it's not just for the people that are living with us, but the people in our community that we serve. So we're trying to find solutions for everybody right now.
Well, it sounds like you guys really got out ahead of this pretty early, and that's probably a very good thing, isn't it?
It is. We really did make pretty early aggressive actions. We knew, you know, in watching what was happening around the country and, of course, around the world, you know, that this was not going to be something that we were going to want to have any delays on. So, you know, like I said, you know, more than 2 weeks ago, we had visitor restrictions. We started screening processes. We had all of those things in place. We've been working with suppliers to ensure that we have proper protective equipment for our staff so that we're able to care for people should the need arise. And, you know, like I said, also working with our partners like, you know, Henry Ford Allegiance Health, ensuring that we're able to help them and provide solutions for them if they have any needs as well. So we did. We started early, and you know, which is important in you know, the planning process when emergencies happen.
Well, Chelsea, thanks so much. Thanks for all you guys do, and hopefully we get back to normal sooner than later.
We sure hope so. And you know, as I'm sure you've said a million times, just a reminder to everybody to make sure you're washing your hands. And you know, if you are a senior, we know this is hitting hard for the aging population. Please reach out, ask for help, you know, to deliver groceries and things like that and stay home as much as possible. So thank you.
Thank you, Chelsea. Good information there from Chelsea Isley, Vista Grand Villa.